Welcome to episode 382 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, where PIMP stands for Permaculture is My Passion. The only Pimpcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, practical living, and even sometimes prostitute. But we're going to be talking about something very, very important to everybody out there today. I want to give a hat tip out there to the live audience. And by the way, folks, little show note tip. This is one of those shows like the one I did yesterday with Dr. Franson that cannot go on YouTube. If you're listening live right now or any of the people listening to the audio platform, which is going to come out a couple of hours later tonight, that's just the way it's got to be with anything that might even slightly go into the realm of what they consider medical. Folks, I mean, I've been kicked off for 2 weeks because Barbara O'Neill brought up, I can say anything I want here. And so can my guest. She brought up zinc. We got a 2-week suspension. Had another guy bring up how certain things can chelate things out of your body. And it was a seed. Got another 2-week suspension. And then one of the latest, I think, was good night, y'all. Before then, Dr. Merritt brought up chlorine dioxide. No, she didn't. It was Jonathan Otto that mentioned chlorine dioxide. Got kicked off the internet for that. And then finally, there was one more person. No, actually, I was the last one that got us kicked off. And it had to do with the fact that I brought up what apricot seeds can do for the human body. Amygdalin, vitamin B17. I didn't even go into any detail, folks. Do you see a pattern here? Do you see a pattern? The pattern being that if there is anything that could possibly help you, the powers that should not be don't want you knowing about it. So you're definitely going to want to listen. Folks, if you haven't seen a pattern lately, we've been talking a lot about health. Not only because we got the Sovereign Health Summit coming up next October, Barbara O'Neill's going to be the headliner there. There's going to be a number of headliners, folks. You're not going to want to miss that one. We now have online access. So just to kind of give you guys a rundown on it, we're going to have about 6,000 on the ground, 5 to 6,000. We got to work that number out. But online, we're expecting at least 150,000, but there's no upper limit to how many people we can get online. So we are definitely going to pack the house in every single way imaginable. And before I get into it, y'all, I want to remind you, this episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com. Turn that simp into a pimp. And that means permaculture is my passion, y'all. And remember, Sharp Dressed Man is my favorite scent out of the whole gang there. Look, in lieu of all the other advertisers that we have on the show, and by the way, folks, I don't bring in anybody on here in which I have not thoroughly tested their products, today being no exception. And of course, Hickory Ridge has been with us from day one. But I do want to remind you, if anybody does, I'm kind of jumping all over the place right now. If anybody does want to go to that Sovereign Health Summit, whether it's in-person or online tickets, we got them at the website, and promo code PERMA will get you 5% off. People are asking, why don't you have a Black Friday sale? Why don't you look? The tickets from the very beginning were as low as we could possibly make them. Find me another 5-day event featuring Barbara O'Neill talking 3 times a day where the ticket price is $250. I'll wait. You ain't going to find it. In fact, the last one I was at with her, where I was speaking on the same stage, ticket prices were $600 to $1,000, and they still filled the place out. The idea is to keep a low price point all the way around to make this very accessible to all of you wonderful people out there. So anyway, there's the programming notes. And without further ado, we're going to go to my man that I had the pleasure of meeting at the Aegis Conference, my man Jeff Adams. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, blessed and highly favored, as always. And it was nice to meet you in person. And we've talked quite a bit, but it was nice to put a face to the voice.
Well, that goes double for me. And I just realized that did something to you, man. I hate it when it's done to me and I made you plural. My last name is Bond, like James Bond, and people call me Bonds.
Yes.
So do you prefer Jeff or Jeffrey? I should have asked you this when I was there because I was calling you Jeffrey, but I heard people refer to you as Jeff. I'm not sure which one to go with.
You can call me anything you want. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, bro. And speaking of dinner, it was a pretty good one that we had. We were sharing the same table, so it was cool. And folks, if you ever get the opportunity to hang out with Jeff, man, he's a riot, man. And he had a lot of awesome stories to tell right there at the table. Kept everybody entertained. And it was a joy to meet him because, that's one cool thing. It's cool that we can connect electronically. But, man, there's just something so missing about ever since COVID about people meeting in person. And so when you do get to finally meet a person face to face and get that heart coherence, you know, within 6 feet of one another, you kind of find out what somebody else is made of and you find out whether or not, yeah, you know what? I think I like this guy. So, yeah, it was a joy to be able to meet you and, meet a lot of your friends out there as well.
You know, I wish everybody could experience what we experienced. You know, there's a lot of us in the same community when you're looking at, you know, Brian Artis and Sherry Tenpenny, Judy Mikovits, you know, all these people that have been out there promoting the truth, you know, trying to get the right things, the real things out there. We've literally became a family. And when we go to these events, you know, we don't get to see each other a lot all the times. There's new people that are coming in. You can feel the love at those events. Everybody's happy. Everybody's, you know, just relaxed. You're having general conversations. Like you said, we sat down, we had dinner, you know, we're able to be ourselves. Nobody's faking it. Nobody's, doing anything. And when you talk about getting healthy and getting all natural, you know, people look at the price, they say it's expensive. You know, all of us are paying a price for it. You, myself, you know, I've talked to people that had podcasts that had, you know, 200, 300, 500,000 people, and they were kicked off and had to rebuild over again from, you know, day one. So when you're talking about, you know, a price that you're having to speak with at an event or Barbara O'Neill's going to be there, you know, there's a bottom point where we're just breaking even. You know, we're trying to get the truth out there. We're trying to keep it as low as possible. You know, I've been making the Micronic Silver since 2012. I've never raised my prices on it. You know, we're keeping it as low as we can. We're trying to do things to get the truth out there. None of us are looking to get rich off of what we're doing. We're looking to, you know, spread good news and spread the right things, help people take control of their health. And when you start doing that, you're going to see that your actual, it's not about how much money you make, it's about how much money you keep. So when you're working and you're keeping your money and you're not spending money, you know, on doctors. So our average order is under an office visit and to a doctor, but then you still have your medicine you have to buy from a doctor. So your overall money you're keeping is the key to it. Plus you're getting healthy and you're building your immune system. You're educating yourself and they don't want us to get it out there because it's affecting their profits.
I'm so glad you pointed that out. excuse me. A while back, folks, if you don't know, go back and listen to the first interview that I did with Jeff. I was just kind of getting to know him there, and I got all of his products. Well, not all of them. I got the ones I use right here sitting on this counter. We'll get to that in a minute. In fact, some that I've used rather recently when I felt something coming on in the back of my throat. I was out and about and came back, and I used this nose spray. And, folks, I'm telling you what. And also, I took a teaspoon of this stuff here, the dietary supplement. We'll come to all that in a minute. But Jeff is absolutely right, y'all. If you think any of this stuff or any of the other protocols that I've talked about before are expensive, well, try being sick, because then you are at their mercy for the rest of your lives, because this isn't a healthcare system. And we're going to come into some of that here in a minute, especially with some of the things that they're doing in our water and our food and so many other things out there. But I do want to say that, I'll tell you what, man, when I saw you over there chummy with Dr. You brought her up a moment ago, Dr. Tenpenny, who probably everybody in the sound of my voice is a fan of her work. I saw her over there, you know, putting on some of your products. I guess it was some of the latest stuff that she didn't have, and she's giving her seal of approval. I'm like, okay, man, I already knew this stuff worked, but wow, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's doing this? I had no idea, bro. I saw her over there and I was like, well, clearly she's used this for a while, because you were talking to her like friends and not as somebody you just met.
Yeah. Sherry, I met Sherry 3 years ago. Actually, we opened our company in 2020. The silver was kind of a hobby for us. And when people were nebulizing with it, By the second inhalation, they were coughing up thick phlegm. And we applied for emergency patent testing, and they wouldn't allow it to be tested. So I'm like, okay, there's something going on here. I have to get it out there. We went to a health event in Tinley Park, Illinois, called the Trinity Health Freedom Expo. Judy and Sherry were both headlining speakers there, and I met both of them the day I was there. And I was so happy to meet them. I gave them a bunch of my products, said, here, I just want you to try it. I didn't get their phone numbers. You know, it was just like, you know, when God connects us, he connects us. And it was almost about a year later, Sherry's executive, Michelle Tavares, called me and said, hey, you know, Sherry liked your product. Pastor Greg, who, if you don't know Pastor Gregory Young, he was in an auto accident. He was teaching his daughter to drive, was hit head on by a construction truck. He dove in front of the steering wheel, was crushed by it, broke almost every bone in his body. He died 5 times. They revived him every single time. He was in a wheelchair for 5 years. I met him at that same event where I met them. And he got on our product, and it wasn't 6 months later, he sent me a video where he's getting up out of his wheelchair and walking. And that was after being on our product for 6 months. And he said, I'm going to make sure I get this out to you. And I told him I met Sherry and Judy. And he said, they're friends of mine. So he got a hold of Michelle. Michelle called me and said, Sherry invited me to the Reawake America tour in Ohio, the first one, as her guest. And we've been really good friends ever since. It's more than just doing business. It's, you know, she's spiritual. She invited me to her morning prayer. I was her special guest there. And it became two people that just want to make people healthy. So we bounce things back and forth with each other. If there's good products, we tell people about it. You know, we want to help people get healthy. And it was the same way with Judy Mikovits. And think about this. With our products, we've got Judy, we've got Sherry, Brian Artist, Dr. Zelenko said our product was the missing link in the Z-Stack protocol. We got Dr. Group, Henry Ely, and Dr. Schmidt that have now all got on board with our products.
Well, that says it all right there. I know when, because, you know, when you have a podcast, especially, you know, of this size, man, I'm getting pitched every single day in my email box with somebody wanting to come on the program. And I'm like, man, I don't know. And then I had heard you on my buddy Seth's show. And I'm like, okay, I know Seth wouldn't have you on there if you weren't halfway legit. You know, he's a tough one to pull the wool over. Well, I got some of your products here, and I think I told you about this. I had a sheep down there with a messed up foot, and I did a number of things, actually. I used your spray, first of all, this topical healing spray, and I used the Silvazone. I used it all. Anyway, the sheep is down there right now. Now, he's going to graduate to the freezer here before long, but this can make all the difference in the world for a person who's like, okay, do I need to put this animal down, or can I put it in the freezer when I need to? So, I definitely can attest to how this stuff works. But you know what, Jeff, for a whole lot of people out there that are new to you, we're going to get into, and folks, stick around, because we're going to talk about fluoride here in a little bit. But I really need, we got new people all the time, and they may not, almost certainly haven't listened to the first one. You know, I'm going to recommend you folks go back and listen to his background on there, but I want you to talk about how Micronic Silver is different from the ones that people are probably familiar with, like colloidal silver, ionic silver, or even nano silver. Can you explain that?
Yeah. So, well, for people that aren't familiar with silver in general, before 1923, silver was the number one prescribed antibiotic in the world. And Rockefeller tried to patent it, and obviously he couldn't, because A, it's all natural, and B, it's part of our monetary system. 3 years later, they discovered penicillin, and they realized that they could patent it, and they control the supply. So if you can help put stuff out that makes people sick, and they have to buy your product, you keep the supply low, the demand high, you can charge whatever you want. And that's been their format going forward. And their process ever since then is to stop natural things from getting out there, because every single pharmaceutical out there is made from a plant. They take a plant extract, they break it down to the composition, they make a synthetic version of it so they can patent it. So when you look at like acetaminophen, it's pretty much the same as white willow bark. You know, and they say, well, you can't take more than, you know, 3 tablets twice a day for 6 days, or it could cause liver damage. Well, you could eat 10 willow trees and it wouldn't hurt you. And that's the whole thing about this is when you make something that's synthetic, the synthetic part doesn't ever go away. It gets trapped in your fat cells and it gets stored there. Now it stops the absorption. Now things aren't working properly. So the old saying, you are what you eat, is wrong. You are what you absorb. And this is why we're seeing a lot of the sickness that we're having. So colloidal silver has been used for a long time. Actually, the Phoenicians, 3,000 years before Christ, used to line their water vessels with it so the water wouldn't stagnate. All the great physicians, all the great philosophers have talked about silver in medicine. They used to, in the late 1800s, they would sterilize Petri dishes by putting silver coins in them to sterilize the Petri dish, and then they would do their studies. And they used to drill holes in silver coins and drop them in bottles of milk, because when they delivered the milk, they had no refrigeration. So they would go to your front porch, open your ice box, and put the milk in. They would pull the silver coin out. So it's been noted throughout history that silver has been a big part of it. The problem with silver is it's unstable. It reacts with light, heat, temperature, barometric pressure. If you look at it funny, you know, you've got a different product. So it's an imperfect product, but it's been used for a long time. So the original one was colloidal silver, which was a particle. And then they found a way to break it down further, which was ionic silver. And then they got into the nanosilver. Now, all three of those products are made exactly the same way. Two electrodes in water, but depending on the arc. So colloidal silver's arc is shallow, nanos is deeper, and then ionics is deeper, then nanos is deeper. So the deeper the arc, the smaller the particle or molecule. But they all have the instability problem. So when we created the micronic silver, we set out to stabilize silver. Now, there's companies that are advertising their products as stable, but they're putting citric acid or they're putting different things in it as stabilizers. We are the only people in the history of the world to figure out how to stabilize silver without adding chemicals to it. We actually invented the machinery and equipment that restructures the ion. Ours is a three-step process, not a two-step or a one-step process. So ours ended up being a lot different, meaning that ours is stable in your body. Ours is not destroyed by stomach acid. So the big thing with taking the colloidal, the ionic, the nanosilver, it's a sublingual delivery only. It's under the tongue, absorbed in. When you swallow it, it hits the stomach acid, destroying the silver, and it gets washed out of the body. It only stays suspended for 6 to 8 minutes. The micronic silver itself is actually not destroyed by stomach acid. So it stays in your body for 8 to 10 hours. It's a sublingual and an ingested delivery system. It just works so much better than the other kind of silvers that are out there. Ours is exocellular. So what the colloidal, the ionic, the nano silver do is they're suspended for about 6 to 8 minutes, and they have that time to start entering a cell or they start precipitating. So you'll see silvers with the word sol. Sol means a type of suspension, trying to keep it up so it stays active longer. But once those other silvers enter the cell, they're highly efficient at disrupting the chemical lung of the single cell organism in a type of suffocation. They hit it with the ionic charge, killing it. And then it precipitates down, gets washed out through the lymphatic and waste system. The micronic silver itself is an exocellular application. So a micron is a subatomic particle with a very high atomic mass. So when you have your bacteria, fungus, or virus, and the micronic silver hits it, it actually steals the electron, rupturing the cell wall, taking it out, destroying that on contact. So the micronic silver is also antiseptic where the other ones aren't. The micronic silver takes in the electron, and a micron is a form of an ion, which means missing electrons. It cannot hang on to it. An electron is your battery for life, for cells, for everything. It gives you energy. So it takes it in. It can't hang on to it. That's what makes it an ion. It injects that electron into the blood, giving you energy. Then the micronic silver goes after the next bacteria, fungus, or virus for 8 to 10 hours instead of 6 to 8 minutes like the other colloidal, ionic, and nanosilvers. And the biggest thing is those other silvers are nondescript. They destroy good and bad bacteria, where the micronic silver does not steal the electron from the good bacteria, only the bad bacteria. The good bacteria has a protein milk fat layer protein around its cell that does not allow the micronic silver to steal the electron. So it doesn't take away the good bacteria in your system.
Wow, that sounds like a win-win all the way around. So everything that I have from you here, whether it's the nasal spray or whether it's the dietary supplement or anything else, I mean, sitting in these bottles, how long would this stuff keep? I mean, if a person buys some, clearly you may not use it every day, but I mean, you know, how long could they conceivably keep this stuff in the cabinet?
Well, right now we tell people it's got a 10-year shelf life. I've actually got bottles in my office that are from 2012 when we first made the micronic silver, and we test it constantly, and it's just as potent as it was when we made the product. And that's one of the things that also sets the natural stuff aside, not just our product, but when you have natural health products you're taking, they're good for more than one thing. You know, think about the last time you got like an antibiotic, prednisone is a steroid, but some erythromycin or something. You know, it works on a few things, But you take your 10-day dosage, which most people don't finish, by the way. So in 4 or 5 days, they're feeling good. They put it back on the shelf, and it expires in 3 months. Where the Micronic Silver is good for, you know, 10 years, and it works on so many things that it's so broad spectrum on the disease states. It works with your immune system and your body, building your immune system to the point where God intended it to be. And God made us our bodies to work on killing just about anything that's harmful to us.
Well, man, this is definitely a win-win. And that's exactly what I'm taking away from you and a lot of other people in this space, brought up in the allopathic world, like most of us have been. You know, I've come to now realize that MD doesn't mean medical deity. And in fact, I mean, these people are nothing more than drug pushers. And I've been talking so much about getting everybody back to nature. Well, I don't know how you get any closer to nature than, you know, an element on the periodic table that's, you know, that's the basis of so much out there. I mean, you know, maybe there's something to that expression, born with a silver spoon in their mouth. I mean, I imagine you of all people would probably know where that one came from.
Well, that was actually during the plague, which was 1348 to 1350, over 300 million people. Sorry about that. Ask a question, you get an answer. 300 million people died. Now think about this. There wasn't near as many people as there is on the planet. So it was 13% of the population.
Wow.
So when they're talking about the pandemic, they're saying, oh, it's the plague. It's not anything close to that. But what happened was a lot of the wealthy people did not get affected by the plague. There was less than a quarter of 1% that were affected by the plague because they ate off of real silverware. So scraping of the spoons and the forks in the mouth would get silver particles in their body, and they didn't get the plague. And the doctors noted that, so they would prescribe people to walk around with silver spoons in their mouth so they didn't get the plague. So that term was adopted to mean does not apply to you, because that you'd have the silverware you could put in your mouth where the average person couldn't afford it. And actually, the tradition of giving silver pacifiers to babies was at that same time. So the wealthy would give it the silver pacifiers so their infants wouldn't die from the plague.
Man, that is absolutely crazy. I mean, boy, that would be something, walking around with a silver spoon in your mouth. Can you imagine being in Elizabethan England during the time of Shakespeare, and then some little groundling comes up and trying to take your head off because you got a spoon in your mouth? Yeah, that would be a rough time. Well, I want to come back to that here in a minute. And by the way, folks, if you're interested in any of the products, which I endorse, I mean, I use them, folks, and I just use them. Like I said, I used them on my sheep the other day when I felt something coming on. I used both of them. I don't know if that's recommended, but I did, and did the nasal spray, had my wife do it as well. Both of us are perfectly fine right now. And it knocked it out. By the time I woke up the next day, absolutely fine, you know. And this is not the first time, man. So I can't thank you enough, man. This stuff absolutely works. I stand by it. And, folks, I don't bring you anything that I haven't thoroughly tested. And otherwise, I would not give you my endorsement. Felt so strongly about it that we even got a promo code for you folks out there. PERMA, P-E-R-M-A, will get you 10% off at Micronic Silver. So we'll have a link for it down below. And we'll get into some of these other things as well, because we have got to. I can tell you right now, we're not going to have enough time to cover everything. I got 30 questions literally written down here that I want to ask Jeff, but I doubt we're going to get to all of them. So don't worry, he'll be back, y'all, and he'll be a regular guest on here if he's willing to do it. But Jeff, I want to get into something else that your agent. I was speaking to her a little bit earlier, and she brought up something that's near and dear to my heart. When I'm out here, I gotta set the stage a little bit why this means so much to me. As a permaculture designer and a person who literally an hour before this podcast, I was quite literally assembling another compost pile for a whole variety of reasons. And I've taught, whether it's on YouTube or whether in my podcast or even some of the Patreon spaces, I've taught that if you have fluoride, chlorine, chloride, any of that stuff in your water right now, if you stick it in your compost pile, you're going to kill all of the beneficial stuff you have out there. It ain't going to work out. And so when she said something about you wanting to talk about fluoride, I'm like, okay, this is totally in my wheelhouse. Something I'm sure you're going to break out some stuff just like the silver spoon thing that I didn't know about. I'm sure you're going to break out some. So I'm always ready to be educated, but, you know, what do you got in that space here? Because I know how dreadful this stuff can be. People ask all the time. What am I doing wrong in my floor, in my compost pile? Well, I'm like, are you using municipal water? Is that water fluoridated? Is it chlorinated? There's your problem. That's why you got problems. Or at least that's one of the issues. But take it away, brother.
Well, you know, people don't understand, first of all, what fluoride is. You know, in the 50s and 60s, fluoride was a toxic waste made from fertilizer. So it was the waste product of fertilizer. The powers that be back then lobbied for the federal government and said, well, wait a minute, if you can sell it, it's now not toxic waste, it's a commodity. So fluoride is 10,000 times more toxic than cyanide. So think about that. Wow. And they're putting it in the water. One of the main things that they started using the fluoride for was in the late 50s, early 60s, was to reprogram soldiers, because fluoride, it affects the pineal gland of the brain and calcifies it and makes you more docile, more acceptable to reprogramming, more susceptible to suggestion. And then they said, well, wait a minute, you know, we noticed that it does something, helps with the teeth, hardens the teeth, but let's put it in the water, and then maybe we won't have such violence in schools. And they would use it to educate kids, to dumb down the kids, to make them sit there and be more open to whatever their format was that they were teaching. And I believe that's how we got to the big transgender issue right now, was that it's been in that water, in the water for so long. They have it in your municipalities, your drinking water. You know, I drink distilled water. I don't drink any other water but distilled. Simply because of the chemicals that they put into it. And fluoride itself, if you spill an ounce of fluoride on the ground, you're required by law to have a hazmat team come and clean it up. That's how toxic it is. So, hey, let's get people to drink that. That sounds like a good idea to me.
Oh, my goodness, man. And let's not forget about the fact, you know, because I am in the farming space. I mean, absolutely what I talk about. Folks, have you ever thought about the fact, and I'm going to ask you directly, I would only assume. Okay, I'll put it this way. Folks, when you eat mackerel, sardines, or any of the small fish, you have your chances of getting mercury toxicity is much lower because it's low on the food chain. But as animals, something eats that herring, something eats that sardine. And then, of course, when you get up to the tuna, which is a top predator, all of a sudden, everything it's eaten is now bioaccumulated into that tuna, which is also, by the way, folks, nobody's talking about it, but last time I looked, and this was about 5-6 years ago, every single tuna, that bluefin tuna that they were pulling out of the ocean, they were all radioactive. I mean, that was 5 years ago. Of all the, now, is it different now? I don't know. Last I knew, Fukushima was still doing its thing. So I got to believe that fluoride, and this just seems like common sense to me, but wouldn't it bioaccumulate in your gardens if that's what you're spraying in your on your veggies every day? Wouldn't it bioaccumulate into all the things you're eating in your garden?
Yeah, that's a forever chemical. You know, when you look at it, think about our whole healthcare system and think about how they've manipulated us. So you had mentioned the apricot seeds, the amygdalin, which is the laetrile, the vitamin B17. That is actually called cyanite. Not cyanide, cyanite. So every seed has that in there because the seeds grow underground where there's fungus. And if it doesn't have that cyanite in it, that seed will never grow because the fungus will take it over. So the powers that be, the whoever they are, they put out a campaign when people were actually doing that for the C word and getting benefits from it. They said, let's tell people it has cyanide in it. It doesn't have cyanide, it's cyanite. There's natural formulations of stuff that they may be toxic in low levels, but are beneficial to your body. Even when you look at like arsenate, arsenic is man-made, it's deadly. Arsenate is something you have to have in your body to survive. You cannot live without cyanite in your body. You cannot live without silver in your body. These things that are out there, like zinc, you know, like copper, like gold, people talk about heavy metal toxicity. It's a heavy metal because it's poisonous to your system. The ones that aren't are minerals and metals. They're ones that you have to have in your body. So they're not a heavy metal because your body uses them. When you look at like mercury and you look at lead, those are metals that you never need in your body. And that's what makes them toxic and makes them a heavy metal. So they've done a really good job of confusing people and think, silver's a heavy metal, gold's a heavy metal. No, these things are minerals that you need to have in your body. And they're also in the soil. So when they put a lot of these things in the soil, like the wastewater running off in there, that's carrying, you know, the fluoride in there, you know, the fluorine, fluoride, the glyphosates, all this stuff, the phosphates, the unnatural phosphates in there, they're reacting with other poisons in the soil that make them even more toxic in your system. And it's actually elevating the effectiveness of the negative impact it's going to have on your immune system. And that's what makes it so dangerous. And that's why farmers used to let their soil sit for 7 years, why they would plant like hemp in there or sunflowers. Pumpkin farming is actually, people understand the benefit of it when people farm pumpkins. It's not for the pumpkin itself, it's for the seeds. And they have these big machines that take the seeds out and actually scatter the pumpkin husk so they can rot in the ground, and they help detoxify the ground naturally.
Man, you're blowing my mind, because I didn't realize you knew about this kind of stuff. Man, you're talking about my world, and you're getting it absolutely right. But it's such a joy to be able to bring these kinds of guests on, y'all, and let you hear what they have to say, not only from a historical standpoint, but how it's benefiting every single one of us, and how so many of these guys and gals that come on here rock for the love, folks. And we all got to make a living, but, you know, it's always real good. It always makes me feel better when I'm able to support and tell everybody else, like I was being asked about, hey, what do we do about EMF? And I've been on my bicycle trying to find stuff that works. And I brought you one yesterday. Just like today, you know, I'm bringing you the best I can find out there, and also stuff that I actually use. Now, Jeff, back to the fluoride thing. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, just based on your understanding of history and or at least your demonstration of it thus far, I was also told, and I've never been able to verify it, but supposedly a lot of the prison camps, whether it was in the gulags in Russia or whether it was the Nazis, I was told that they had put fluoride in the water there. Are you aware of any of that history?
I've heard that. I haven't done a deep dive to validate it, but I've heard the same thing. And this is what makes it so difficult to operate in this realm, is because they take things out of our history books and stuff. So even like, again, getting, and I hate to bring everything back to silver because it sounds like I'm promoting my product, but before 1965, there was 5,000 references to silver in the journals of medicine. Now there's less than 100, and it still works, you know, just as good or better than it did before. And that's the problem that we're battling. This is why with people like the doctors that we mentioned on here and the people like yourself, and I want people to understand, when I was first introduced to you, you would not represent our product until you tried it. And I told you I didn't want to come onto your show till you tried our product. That we want true testimonies. We want people that believe in the product, that use it, that have the firsthand experience with the products working. And all of us coming together, we're battling a machine. You know, when you look at what the doctors, the AMA, which I call, you know, our illegal medical system that we have here, the CDC, our criminal drug cartel, if you will, the FDA, a fraudulent drug association. You look at the doctors, they have back doctors, they have baby doctors, internalists, you have dentists, you have eye doctors, ear, nose, and throat specialists. They've really segregated themselves to be a specialist. Now, you look at what we do, they lump us in with people that worship pyramids, that worship stars, that, you know, write chalk things on the ground and expect stuff to happen, and they put all of us together to try to devalue us. And that's why a lot of us coming together, and instead of us fighting each other on our products, we're like, well, this product works this way. You know, this product works better for this. I'm all about promoting other people's products, like RNC for the apricot seed. So when somebody calls me and says, this is what I have, I'm like, you know what? They have a good product. Or if there's another product, I'm going to tell you exactly what our product does or doesn't do, but I'm going to give you some other products that we know that work, some other things that are not only good products, but they're good people that are in this for the right reason. And that's why it was really such a good thing to sit down and get to know you. And it reminded me, I spoke at an event about 2 years ago, and after I had done speaking, I was in a lounge getting something to eat, and this woman came up to me, I was talking to her, and this other woman comes up behind her, and she goes, he's absolutely brilliant, but you would never know it by talking to him, and she walked away.
Hey, bro, I get that same sort of thing all the time. It's definitely a crazy world. Back to this fluoride thing, it's clearly, I mean, the history you're talking about, I didn't know all of it, but I did know that it was an industrial waste and they had to find something to do with it. And so they got, I mean, I've even heard Dr. Jack Cruz talk about one of the biggest failings in the dental industry, because before he was a neurosurgeon, he was actually a dentist. And he had talked about one of the biggest failings in the dental realm was this fluoride. I'll give you a brief example. When I was in high school, I had braces and my orthodontist, he would have me, I mean, looking back at it, the lunacy of this, I really don't even know how I survived when he gave me, he would give me tubes of fluoride that he would want me to brush my teeth with while I was wearing my braces. And whatever reason he gave, I don't recall, but I, you know, I had some seriously fastidious compliance to what he recommended. And so I would brush my teeth every single night, the way he said, with just straight up. Well, I'm sure it wasn't straight up fluoride, but it was clearly concentrated fluoride. Now, with the benefit of hindsight, I look back at my mental state in those days, and some of this was a blur to me. My mind, and I'm sure I'm not the only patient that was given this sort of thing, but you know, this guy, I'm sure, had no nefarious motive. I'm sure it was what he was taught, and he was authentic, but he was authentically wrong too. And with the benefit of hindsight, I'm like, man, how toxic was I in high school, you know, doing this every single day for 4 years? I don't even know. So I guess my question, what this is leading to, are there any detox pathways with silver that could help? I mean, clearly I'm much longer. I mean, I'm 55 years old now, so, you know, I managed to get past all that thing, but is there anything that silver helps in terms of detox, maybe with the fluoride or the pineal gland or any of that stuff?
Well, the silver definitely helps with the immune system. So it's not a chelation agent to remove those things from the body, but it does support the immune system, which God created our body to do that. That's why we have a lymphatic system. That's why our kidneys and our livers are actually filters in our cells. So a lot of it is, if you get on a good liver detox or in a kidney detox and stuff, that'll pull some of that stuff out of your body. That'll help with the absorption so that you can actually start feeling better, start getting better, because you're starting to absorb them. And to me, that's the biggest downfall of these things, is that they plug up your system because they are forever chemicals, and they stop the absorption. So the silver will help boost immune system. It'll help it getting functioning properly. I can't say that it helps with removing or helps with making things absorb faster, but silver is known to attach to things and carry things into the body too. So again, we're seeing all kinds of testimonies with our customers on the way that the product works. And just like you've seen, you know, some of the healing properties that it does with the body and the way that it works in the body. But the biggest thing is it's not toxifying the body anymore. And there's so many things out there that's what they do. And when you think about big pharma, you have to understand who they are. The pharmaceutical companies are the same people that are making the fertilizers, that are making the paints and the toxic chemicals. So they're really the arsonist that's setting the fire, that's coming up to you and saying, hey, I'm going to give you the water to put it out. And we need to start thinking of them that way, and because they are creating the problems that we have, and going, oh, we have a solution. And by the way, we're the only one that has a solution. I can't think of a better profit thing that you can do to make money if you don't really care about people or getting them healthy. And in the history of pharmaceutical, no drug has ever cured anything, by the way. There's no drug that creates an alkaline environment in your body. They all create an acidic environment in your body. And when you think how drugs are formulated, when you are looking at like vaccinations, especially with viruses incubate on average and change about once per hour. So they adapt and they change. They're much smarter than we are. But the goal of a virus is never to kill its host. You think anything in history, it's survival. Any organism in the world wants to survive, not kill itself. So when viruses mutate on average of once per hour, they're becoming less lethal but more infectious, meaning they're spreading, but they don't want to kill the host. And that's why it was really dangerous when they started offering the vaccines to vaccinate the 99% to protect the 1%. It was literally tearing down our immune systems.
Good night. You know, I just thought of this right now. You know, folks, I've talked about it, and I've had Dang Wigington on here talking about it as well. Good friend of mine. And take note of what they're dropping from the sky. Aluminum, barium, strontium, and who even knows the number of nanoparticles out there. But you know what they're not dropping? Silver. Okay, so I guess, have you ever looked in to, I know you said it's not a chelating agent, but how it might aid in maybe getting some of this junk out of us. You might have already answered that question and saying that, you know, it's going to enhance the systems like the lymphatic system and a number of others to help to do that chelation. Have you ever had anybody do any experimentations with these chemtrails? Because that was one of the topics that was brought up at the last Healing for the Ages conference. Are you aware of anything being done in that regard?
Well, we are doing something with soil right now. We have our soil revitalizer, which creates a living soil. It creates its own NPK in the soil, and it's bacteria, fungus, and cactus enzyme. We sent 2,000 gallons to Palestine, USA, where the train derailment was, and it was actually, after the application in 2 weeks, it actually destroyed the toxins in the soil, and plants were growing, and they weren't uptaking the toxic chemicals that are in there. We sent 20,000 gallons to Saudi Arabia, and they're actually growing plants in the sand with our product. And what's nice about it is it propagates in the soil. It creates a living soil. So the more you use it, it's going to create healthy cells. It's going to replicate almost like, you know, think about yeast with a bread. You know, you put yeast in there, it expands, it goes out. And this is what it's doing in the soil. And as you use it, you're going to need less and less year to year. And it's teamed up with the prehistoric minerals from Yellowstone National Park. A channel partner of ours has a contract to remove those. And those are 119 minerals from the prehistoric ages because all the glaciers come through there. So Yellowstone National Park actually has 28 feet of these prehistoric minerals in the bottom of the water there. That's why their water level has risen, and they need to take them out. And a contact of ours has a contract for that. So that's the two-part mix. So we're actually creating a living soil back to prehistoric condition where it has all the minerals there, and it's remineralizing the soil. So, but I want to see is if we could spray that in the atmosphere, if that would actually help take some of these chemtrails and stuff away. And you have to realize when they put these chemicals in, like California has the largest cases of Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and dementia. And that's because they're spraying the aluminum oxide in the sky, which is one of the main things that is causing this problem. That's why, you know, I stopped using deodorants because it has aluminum in it. And these things actually affect breach the blood-brain barrier and are also big on calcifying the pineal gland and causing a lot of these problems. And they all create a breach in the blood-brain barrier. So there's holes that go in. So your brain is 75% cholesterol. 25% of the cholesterol in your body's in your brain. And at some point, it causes that to synthesize where normally it doesn't. And that's when we start seeing all the onset of these brain diseases is from the synthesization of the cholesterol in the brain.
Man, I'm so glad you pointed that out because I've never really talked about that before with the deodorant. Every single antiperspirant that I'm aware of on the market has aluminum in it. Just folks, read it. And then the deodorant that you buy off the shelf, in most cases, it's going to have a bunch of ingredients you can't pronounce either. That's exactly why all of the, I don't use an antiperspirant anymore, and I don't stink. And there's probably a number of reasons for, well, I may be singing a different tune in the middle of summer, but I don't care what you have on. You're probably not going to smell well. So I'm glad you brought that up because I use a magnesium base that I get from, you know, either Mike Adams or there's a number of other people out there. Do you have a deodorant that people buy that's also got silver in it? Or is that another product you're working on? Or is that anything?
It's a product that we're actually coming out with shortly, and we use silver and ozone in there. So that smell that you said, the stink that comes out, think about that. That's staying in your body. So whenever you have odor, that's bacteria or toxins in your body. So getting it out of your body is a good thing. So we have had people, we have our Silvazone salve, our cream that we have. I have a lot of people when we do a lot of the shows that use that on their as deodorant because it's all natural and it's going to destroy the ozone. Is going to destroy everything along with the silver, and they don't smell, but we are, but it's kind of gooey. And we don't want it to ruin a shirt. So we are getting ready to release our deodorant. We've already released our Say Goodbye to Toothpaste campaign, where we have our oral spray that has a silver and ozone, 100% all natural, is amazing. I don't know if I gave you a bottle of that yet. I got to get some of that for you.
Yeah, I used it all up. By the way, I failed to mention that I used that stuff up a while back. I've used a magnesium based right now, and good night. If you come out with a silver, bro, please let me know. We will I want to be the first one in line to try that one out. You know, the magnesium one, I'm not hurting on magnesium. I'm with my diet and the things we grow and, you know, some of the supplementation I do, I'm definitely good in the magnesium department, but it seems to me that I can't get enough silver. So once you get that one off and running, bro, let me know, please.
Yeah, magnesium is really good for inflammation. So what a lot of people don't know, if you have allergies or asthma, back in the before 1940, they used to recommend magnesium baths. to reduce the inflammation of the lungs. And that was their preferred treatment for asthma, was a magnesium bath. You know, you don't hear about it anymore, but magnesium is an incredible mineral that you should have in your body because it does reduce pain and inflammation.
Yeah. We got one question, or really like a statement from the chat, and I can absolutely relate. I don't know how to pronounce your name there. I'm sorry. Says, and I can relate to this because every single day in high school, I'd have a headache. In the mid 90s in Western Pennsylvania, they gave us farmer kids pink fluoride pills orally daily in elementary school. They said it was because our well had zero fluoride and it would benefit our teeth. Many complained about headaches thereafter, and some would throw the pills away. I had a headache almost every single day in the afternoon in high school. So it's funny you mentioned that. I have zero idea how to pronounce that. Somebody also mentioned dry brushing really helps with BO as well. So, Jeff, I want to get back here before time gets away from us, because I got some important questions I really, really want to ask you. And one of them being, you know, I don't even know how long it was ago that I read this article where the pathogens seem to be getting stronger. We have these things that are like you had said earlier, people take a little bit of their antibiotics, they don't finish it up. Now the bug is even worse. And, you know, the antibiotics are killing everything in you, the good guys and the bad. So with that being the case, with antibiotics getting weaker or less responsive for these things that are out there, obviously a number of other factors like Wi-Fi and things like that, 5G, 6G, if they got it, are clearly playing a role in it, depending on whom you ask. Are you seeing silver starting to get at the front line of defenses for a lot of people now?
Yeah, especially the micronic silver, because the true antiseptic quality that it has means that it destroys on contact. So when you have like your medicines and stuff, that they penetrate and they phase it out. Well, again, the diseases are smarter than we are. They mutate to become resistant to it. That's where MRSA comes from, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. It's immune to it because it's morphed and it's fought it. When you kill it immediately, it can't morph. It can't get used to it. And that's one of the benefits of the micronic silver, is this antiseptic quality. So you don't get the morphing of it. They can't become immune to it. And that's one of the big benefits that a lot of our customers have touted, is I've noticed that, you know, when I get sick and I take this, it doesn't come back. And that's one of the big things, like with, you look at teenagers with acne, you know, they give you something to put on the skin. Well, the bacteria retreats, you know, until that composition of pharmaceuticals or drugs or whatever fades out of your body, and then it comes back. And then when they give you something internally, your breakouts get worse. So a lot of times with skin issues, we recommend taking the micronic silver internally, doing the topical healing spray, and the sandwiching actually traps it between the layers, and then the body's immune system just clears it out, and now you don't have that condition.
Wow. Does silver different? Now I'm going to overlook. I was going to ask you something that you've already answered before, but is there a role? Just I'm thinking about this AGES conference and a lot of what I learned there. And I'm realizing that there are so many more centers. Like I was talking about it last night, how I had no idea. I thought that I was, you know, squared away because I had this thing in airplane mode. And of course I go break out my RF meter, only to find out that this thing still pings, whether you know it or not, even in, you know, in airplane mode. And then talking to Dr. Franz and realizing that little piece of tape that I got on the top of my phone is keeping that laser from shining back in my eyes. So I'm realizing that they're hitting us 30 ways to Sunday, whether it's the garbage they're dropping from the sky, the stuff they're putting in our water. You know, the water I can avoid, the food I can avoid because we grow it here, but I can't help what I breathe. Now, and there's some other things that I can't help either, and that's what I'm asking now is in terms of frequency, energy, or structured water, does any of this play any role at all in the effectiveness of the silver?
Yeah, actually it does. About a year ago, we came out with a product called Coppercil. And it's silver and copper put together. Now, normally you can't put them together because they statically discharge each other. And we put it together. And shortly after, Dr. Judy Mikovits contacted me and she said, you know, this enhances the frequency. So when you look like a Rife technology or the scalers, they started seeing that when people are going to these things and they're having a marginal success with them, they introduce our copper sill to it and then bam, it helps wipe out everything. And then a gentleman named Matthew Rife, who says his great uncle was Royal Rife, he approached me and he said, you know, I believe that the copper sill will take the high frequency, which is under 420 megahertz, and it'll bring it down under the 420 megahertz, making it not detrimental to the body. And not even a week later, Judy Mikovits called me and said she's seen the same thing. And, you know, so we really made that product to bring the collagen in the system because you need the copper for the formation of collagen. Also for the cell structure around the heart, you need copper for the electrical communication between cells and stuff like that. But we're seeing by putting the silver together with it, it's actually disabling the high frequency in the body, broad spectrum it when you introduce it to a Rife machine or the scalar things. And we've seen people's hair go back to the original color from gray. And we realized that 80% of people with graying hair, their body's not uptaking the copper, especially after the pandemic where people loaded up on zinc. It stops the uptake of copper. So people get tested and the doctor goes, well, you're extremely high in copper. Yeah, because your body's not absorbing it. And that gets back into that whole thing where, you know, you're not what you eat, you are what you absorb. So when they start taking the copper still, now the body's reabsorbing that copper in the system and their hair is going back to the original color.
Wow. And you said you had it before, but I don't have any of that here. Is that something I can acquire at your website as well?
I'll send you some of the product. Again, I want you to try the product before, you know, we promote it. So I will be sending you our Silver Bright tooth spray and mouthwash. With, again, no chlorine or fluoride in it. That's just 100% all natural. And when we made that product, we didn't like our sweetener alternatives. So we actually created our own sweetener that looks, tastes, and smells, or looks, tastes, and functions just like regular sugar. But it's got 2 billion prebiotics and probiotics in it. It's got the fulvic minerals in it. Helps with glucose assimilation in the bud so it doesn't spike your levels. And that's a product we're actually coming out with soon for people, too, as a sugar alternative that's all natural.
Oh man. Yeah. I remember you talking about that. You were briefly telling me about it. I can't wait to give that a test drive as well. Now I do want to go back and ask you, this is going to sound silly, but I just want to know, is the silver deodorant that you're coming out with, is this going to be a roll on? Is it like is it something like that? Or is it going to be like a stick that you have?
It's going to be like a stick.
Okay.
So, and like our other products, it's going to go a long way. You know, it's not going to be something that I don't think we can put it on a monthly auto ship because I think a stick will probably last like 3 months for people.
Oh, is that right? Okay, so how long before you think that comes out, man? I'm really wanting to get some silver deodorant, but I guess until then I can use this Silvazone I got here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Silvazone is good. And the Silvazone also reduces arthritis and joint pain. If you put it on, it's highly effective on that because of the silver and ozone, reducing the inflammation. But we actually found out about the deodorant aspect, which with when we were traveling on the Reawake America tour, sometimes we were in our booth for like 12 or 15 hours just because we didn't get a break, you know. And after that time in a big area sweating, you know, you start to stink. And it's like easy just to slap it on and then boom, the odor goes away.
Now, I want to ask you... I need to order more of this dietary supplement that I have here. Can people use this prophylactically, or what would you recommend? Right now, you hear a number of people. And by the way, you brought up Judy Mikovits. I had the great fortune of having her sit right next to me when I was front row at the Aegis conference. Got to interview her. I mean, she's a living legend in my view. And absolute unbelievable bravery, folks. If you haven't heard that interview, you really ought to check it out. The problem, I wouldn't say the problem, you're going to need a thesaurus and a dictionary when Dr. Judy, when you're talking to her sometimes, because she's just that wicked smart, folks, and I'm not kidding. I do want to ask, is there something people can do prophylactically in terms of, now I know Dr. Group and Dr. Artis have the, I use it every time I got to go to town. I take a couple of drops of it, but can the silver be used that same way? If I know I'm going to be in the presence of a lot of people that, I mean, I live 45 minutes from Asheville, North Carolina, and I would say probably 90% of the people there are jabbed and maybe they're sloughing off something as a result of it. Can I use this stuff prophylactically?
Yeah. So if you want to take it as a daily supply to boost your immune system, I mean, you know, gosh, I don't think I've been sick in 8 years, 9 years, because I take it daily. So that one bottle is about a 48-day supply. So you think about it, you know, for a dollar a day, you could take something and you don't have to spend $150 going to a doctor. And it doesn't build up in your system.
Now, would you recommend, I mean, does the same thing apply with the nasal spray? Because that's what I've been doing. I mean, I got to go to town. I'm like, okay, I guess it can't hurt. I don't know who I'm going to be around. Any problem doing that or combining the two as I was doing?
No, it's actually a smart way to do it. So general health starts in the mouth and goes to the gut. So that's why eating the foods and having the minerals in the foods and the stuff is one of the best things you can do. The water that you're drinking is one of the best things you can do for general health. For wellness starts in the nasal passages because that's where viruses incubate. So everything colds, everything goes through the nose. So by spraying it daily in your nose, that's going to help you fight from getting sick. It's going to boost immune system. It's going to keep it active in there. So the virus is going to have a hard time. Matter of fact, John Richardson, him and everybody in his family, they actually spray it in the nose and then they take that same sprayer and they spray it in the mouth. Sore throats start at the top of the back of the throat. So that's highly effective of spraying the mouth. And then they put a spray in each ear, which we've seen a lot of good things. So that's really an ear, nose, and throat spray. And you can use the Micronic dietary supplement as a refill for the nasal spray.
Oh, no kidding. Okay, man, that is, I guess you guys thought of everything here, man. And wow, you got a deodorant on the way. So, folks, I'm not kidding you here. I don't bring you anything I don't try out, use, and test thoroughly, whether it was on my sheep out there. And I was thinking, man, this is a really, there are other ways I would attempt to. The reason I did it on the sheep, folks, I needed some way to test this stuff out. I'm like, Michelle and I are healthy. So I was like, okay, can we find something that's already in a sick state? Well, that sheep was the one. So I packed his foot with that thing and it needed a trimming and there was some infection going on there. It's not there anymore, but that sheep is going into the freezer here before too long. And, you know, he will make his graduation and we shall do it. We'll get that squared away, maybe even make a video out of it. We'll just see how it all goes. So Jeff, man, I know we gotta bring it to a close here. I gotta land this aircraft, but man, what would you like to leave everybody with right now? Because we live in a world where everybody's stressed out. People have less money than they've ever had before. We got people dropping like flies as a result of, you know, and a lot of people with buyer's remorse after having taken that jab, although they may not publicly admit it. What would you like to leave everybody with right now?
Well, the cheapest thing for you for your health is take control of it. You know, stop buying into what the doctors are telling you. Stop going on Google and looking the first thing that comes up and going, okay, this is what it is. You know, it was interesting because when I dealt with a nuclear biochemical engineer, who's one of eight in the world, smart, had over 180 patents with the federal government on medical devices. And he told me the only question a scientist ever asks is why. Why does this do this? Why does this react with this way? Why doesn't this do this? And people need to take control of their health. Stop, you know, don't take what I say as gospel. You know, don't take what you say as gospel. We're giving you stuff to check out. Dive deep into the information. Look at it and don't believe what anybody says. Start looking at it, going deep into it. Start finding out. You know, we have testimonies on our websites from people so you can talk to it. There's a website out there called earthclinic.com, which is amazing. Hundreds of thousands of people with natural remedies that have done stuff. Start getting into that culture of people that have tried and used products, natural products, not just mine, but all of them, and start getting the truth out there because it is there. It's, if you really want to find it, you can find out the truth. And when you start using these products and you start feeling better, you know, that's a really important thing is, you know, if it's taken you 40 years to get this sick, there's no product out there in the world that's going to knock it out in a week. You know, start getting on the start making the changes in your life from the food you eat to the water you drink to these natural products that are out there that will help you get healthy. And, you know, that's your responsibility to take care of your health and stop giving your money to the doctors. You know, doctors aren't bad people, but they used to be scientists who would get on their microscope, look at things, form the compilations of the compounds that were medicines. Well, now almost all the scholarships that are given by Big Pharma, and all doctors now do is diagnose and prescribe. I mean, you can look at a book right now and you can see the same thing the doctors say and see what the medicines are. But in reality, medicines have never cured anything. You know, they ease your discomfort. That's why it's called diseases. You know, the remedies that they have do not heal you, do not cure you of it. They just make you feel better for a little time. And then whatever it is comes back, or it comes back as a bigger, stronger thing. And that's why we got into these MRSAs that are out there.
I think Dr. Artis said it best, you know, there is no, you are not unwell because you don't have high blood pressure or some of these other ailments because you have a deficiency of lisinopril or any other man-made thing out there. There is some imbalance. There's too much of, just like when we talk about soil, folks, every single time, why does that weed exist out there? What you call a weed, I call a pioneer species. Why is it there? Because there's too much of something or too little. And 99% of the time, it's there because of mismanagement by us. Well, maybe, just maybe, our bodies are exactly the same way. Folks, I'm Jeff, I can't thank you enough for coming on the program. I want to thank everybody out there in the live chat. And then also all you folks, if you're wondering where we disappear, why we're not on YouTube, well, you know the reasons why. I kind of said it at the top of the program. As for the ones that are coming in late right now, Jeff, I want to thank you so much. Folks, go to My Chronic Silver. Go peruse the website. Check it out. I endorse the product. Look, straight up, I do. And promo code PERMA will get you 10% off. So anything else?
If they go to MyChronicSilver.com, you can see it spelled right up above me there. It's MICRONIC.com. We have a lot of testimonies. You know, you can read about how people have used the product. We don't give a lot of product information out on the website simply because we don't want them shutting us down.
That's right.
You can always send us emails and we'll send you a product usage sheet, you know, the testimony, stuff like that, so you can check it out yourself. But you really need to start taking control of your health yourself. And when you do that, you'll be healthy. And we do pray over and bless our product. You know, this was given to us by God. This is not something where I'm some super genius that figured this out. It was all him. And we're going to continue doing his work and getting the product out there, much like you do with the farming and stuff that you're doing. God gave us all this stuff. We need to start utilizing again and stop looking at the government to provide everything. Because a government that can and will provide everything for you can and will take everything from you.
Perfectly stated. All right, y'all, go check them out. My Chronic Silver. .com, promo code PERMA will get you 10% off, y'all. I'm telling you what I do and what I'm taking. That's why we're doing these programs right now. All right, y'all, I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. I want to thank everybody for all your wonderful support. Until next time, stay alert, stay alive.
From the smallest sprout to harmony begin in the cycle of life, for the magic's alive. Tune it to the beat, feel the vibe and thrive.